Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
Now, darling, I've tried. I've never done wrong.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. From Boogie Nights to Chicago to Wreck-It Ralph, character actor John C. Reilly is known for his diverse acting chops. More recently, though, he's been taking to performing folk music and country standards with his band, John Reilly and Friends.
For you, we're so far apart. It's never too late to start over new.
This is a recording that comes from an NPR Tiny Desk concert that Reilly played earlier this week. And you can hear John Reilly and Friends perform tomorrow at the Somerville Armory in Somerville, Mass. John C. Reilly, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Dylan. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So it's always a funny experience when you see an actor have a side project involving music, because you can't help but wonder, is this the real you?
Well, I've lost track of the real me for a long time now. I think that's sort of the actor's life. You know, you're a vessel for all these different things, characters, and now music. So, I suppose when I write my memoirs or something, I might try to figure out who the real me is. But until then, it's just a series of roles that I play.
Have you always been interested in this type of music specifically?
Yes and no. I got into playing this music with this group about 5 years ago. But, yeah, I grew up listening to old Irish traditional music from my father, and I was always drawn to this kind of music. I just didn't really heavily dive into it until I would probably say in college at some point, when I started to play the guitar is when I started to really get into it. And the Stanley Brothers, that song that you just played a clip from, they were one of my first sort of touchstones into bluegrass music.
Now, it doesn't really seem fair, but for some reason, I've always found it a little strange when you hear about famous actors deciding to do music. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it seems like a real stretch, but it really does seem to work for you, and I wonder if partly that's because you've somehow sort of managed to avoid getting typecast all these years. How have you managed to do that, by the way?
Well, I wish I could say it was all me. I mean, the fact is, actors and performers in general are allowed to do what the audience is willing to let them do, you know. You can make choices and you can take risks and stuff like that as a performer, but if the audience doesn't back you up and say, yeah, we're into that, then it can be a pretty short-lived experiment. But in terms of, like, why this music thing is working, I think part of it is that it's not just me with some sort of hired band behind me telling you my innermost thoughts on my new album. It's really a collective of people and everything. It's very much a democracy, so I think that kind of sheds a lot of the baggage of the famous actor trotting out a band kind of thing. But these are old traditional songs, a lot of them very, very old, some of them before the written music era, let alone the recorded music era. So our shows end up feeling like these sort of community events and these kind of, I don't know, I don't want to get too...
See too much into it?
I just don't want to get too precious about it, but a lot of people say after our shows, like, wow, that was so moving, like, I knew that song, but I didn't know that I knew it, and my soul feels nourished, and like all these crazy things people say. But to be fair, like, I think to limit people according to their chosen profession is a mistake on everyone's part, including the people themselves. Like, if you have a poem in you and you're a broadcaster, you should write that poem. You know, if you're someone who works at the post office but you have a brilliant recipe idea in your head, you should cook that food. And if you're an actor who can sing, why not sing? You know, like, I don't think we should limit ourselves, especially in terms of artistic pursuits, because the world needs more of it.
I'm totally with you. Actually, as you say this, I'm starting to feel bad because it seems so much that the audience puts an expectation on a performer that, you know, I mean, who knows? Like, maybe Tom Cruise is a deep, deep soul, but we're so used to seeing him play, you know, Mission Impossible that that's what we expect.
Yeah, I think the world is a richer place when we encourage artistic expression in everybody, not just in very well-known public figures, but in our everyday life.
Well, let's listen to another song from your group. This is John Reilly and Friends, and this is from a project called the Black Cab Sessions. Do you want to explain a little bit, actually, how this recording was made before I play a clip?
Well, the Black Cab Sessions is this great thing that they do in, well, it started in England. They've done some in the U.S. now, too, but basically when a band comes to town that they like, they ask them to come and get in the back of an English black cab, which are these big, gorgeous black cars that are all over London.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you sit in the back. Luckily, they have very big back seats. And you sit in the back and you play music while they drive around London. And they film it. So, Tom and Becky and I did a black cab session while we were in London doing a concert there. And pretty happy with how it turned out. It's an old song called Sweet Rosie Anne.
Let's hear a little bit.
Sweet Rosie Anne, sweet Rosie Anne, bye-bye, sweet Rosianna. I thought I heard my baby say, I won't be home tomorrow. Sweet Rosie Anne, my darling child, bye-bye, sweet Rosianna. Sweet Rosie Anne, my darling child, I won't be home tomorrow. Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, sweet Rosie Anne.
My guest is the entertainer John C. Reilly, known mostly for his many roles in film and TV, and more recently for the beautiful renditions of folk and country classics that he plays with his band, John Reilly and Friends. Now, I really love this recording. You know, you can hear a little bit of the engine sound, gives it some character.
You can hear the car bouncing around a little bit.
But it's actually, like, surprisingly clean. Like, it makes me really impressed with the soundproofing of a black cab in London.
Yeah. It's also, I mean, I encourage everyone to check out blackcabsessions.com because there are all kinds of amazing musicians, some of your favorites you'll see doing this. And the cityscape that's going by is this kind of dreamy thing that happens. It's really kind of a magical formula, cabs and music.
So, you mentioned them already. You're playing with some really amazing performers, your group. Now, do you ever feel bad sort of calling yourself John C. Reilly and Friends? I mean, why not? Becky Stark and, that guy from Boogie Nights and Talladega Nights and all those other movies.
Well, we're called John Reilly and Friends. I dropped the C for the music thing because I was legally allowed to, unlike the Screen Actors Guild. But the band's called John Reilly and Friends, featuring Becky Stark and Tom Brosseau, because that's kind of what it was when we started doing it in this club called Largo in Los Angeles. It was anybody's guess who was going to be there with me. I was going to be there for sure.
Right, right.
And it was anybody's guess who I could convince to come along. And also, I mean, let's be practical. Like, for good or bad, my name is known to a certain number of people, and I think of it as just sort of like the chum on the back of the fishing boat. Like, it's what brings people to the shows. And then when they get there, they realize, like, oh, well, John Reilly's not even the half of it. He's not even the third of it. Like, Becky Stark and Tom Brosseau and Sebastian Steinberg and Dan Byrne and all these amazing people that we've had joined along with us are the real sort of secret weapons of the show.
Well, at this point, do you ever meet anybody who knows you from your music but has never seen any of your films or doesn't recognize you as an actor?
Actually, Bob Boylan from the Tiny Desk series said he's like, I've never seen you in a movie. I don't know anything about you except you as a musician, and I loved your show so much. So he must be a pretty sheltered guy. Committed radio guy.
He must have felt pretty silly when he went back to the office and he said, hey, I just heard this guy named John Reilly. I don't know if anybody knows him.
I actually love it. I really love it in daily life when people have no idea, because it just eliminates the whole kind of repetitive, somewhat boring conversation that I have a lot.
Yeah.
You're that guy. You're that actor. You know, you have the same questions over and over. But so I really like it when I can have that anonymity back for a second and just have a a genuine one-to-one human interaction with people without the baggage that goes along with being a well-known actor.
Well, I want to switch gears for a second and play a song from one of your movies. This is from Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, which was sort of a, well, I guess it was a musical. So let's hear a little bit.
I've been scorned and slandered and ridiculed too. Had to struggle every day my whole life through. Seen my share of the worst that this world can give. But I still got a dream and a burning rage to live. Walk hard, hard. When they say you're all done, walk bold, hard.
So I've got to ask, where does parody and a lot of the musical comedy, I mean, you've done a lot of bits for Funny or Die, for example. How does that fit in with what you're doing now? You know, is it totally different or does it scratch some sort of musical itch for you as well?
Well, despite the fact that Walk Hard was a satire, the music part of it, we tried really hard to do very well. You know, we're very sincere in our efforts to make the music good, so hopefully that comes through. I mean, I think we wrote something like almost 40 original songs in 6 months or something for that movie with this group of songwriters and musicians. But, yeah, I mean, the shows that we have with John Reilly and friends are often very funny. There's a lot of laughter there because we talk to the audience and we just kind of, like, check in with them in the moment, and I think people find it kind of bracing that we're so in the moment and just talking about what's really happening. So there's a lot of humor in it, but there is a sincerity to the music that we take pretty seriously. You know, we don't do satirical songs or songs from Walk Hard or whatever. We do old traditional folk and bluegrass and country music, and our kind of criteria for the music we choose to do is stuff that has an eternal quality. Not just a spiritually eternal quality, but just a musically eternal quality, like something about these songs, like you hear them one time and they stick with you. And I think all of us in the band are kind of fascinated by what makes a song survive, what makes a song get passed on from generation to generation over hundreds of years.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question that I'm asking is that, you know, you're obviously a really musically talented guy. And at the same time, you're an actor. And I always wonder, you know, with somebody who has multiple talents like you, if you're trying to, you know, if you're searching for roles where you're going to get to, you know, wander a little bit. Chicago is another good example where you had a different voice that you got to exercise. And if that's something that you as a, you know, as a performer are looking to do to expand your repertoire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to do everything I can do while I'm alive, you know, trying to express myself in any way that I can. And, you know, I think it's actually kind of funny these days how surprised people are that actors can sing or dance or do things other than acting, because not too long ago, like, I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, it was expected of actors that you sing, dance, you know, like...
Sure, the vaudeville tradition things. Sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, you were supposed to be like the full package. You're an entertainer. That's what you were supposed to do, so... I guess I'm a throwback in that way.
Well, let's hear another tune from your Tiny Desk concert earlier this week. This one is Rock of Ages.
I was standing by the bedside where my fevered mother lay when she called me close beside her. And these words I heard her say, I have seen the Rock of Ages, Jacob's ladder hang down.
You've made a few recordings with John Reilly and friends on vinyl. Do you have any plans to do a full-length album or expand on what you've got thus far, or is that pretty difficult with your schedule?
You know, the thing about it, the reason we haven't done it so far, I think, is that there's a really special quality that comes across in the shows with the audience there. And when we're alone, I don't know, there's some important element missing. So anyway, it took us a while to figure out that we need to do a live recording, and we're working on that. We're starting to record a lot of the shows that we do, and we'll probably distill it down into something soon. And yeah.
Well, John Reilly, when you do, I hope we can have you back on the show, and we'll talk again about it more.
I'd love to, Taylor. Thanks for all your kind words about the music. I appreciate it.
Of course. John C. Reilly, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You can see John Reilly and friends perform tomorrow night at the Somerville Armory in Somerville, Mass. There's more information at wordofmouthradio.org.
All day, all night, you feel my heat. Feel my heat. I think we should repeat that again. Feel my heat.
Feel my heat. Yeah, it's definitely cool.